Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. Occasionally during our Enlighten Me segments, The Green takes time to highlight work created by student journalists. In recent weeks, we heard work from high school students at WMPH and Mount Pleasant High School in the Brandywine School District, part of our Generation Voice youth media project there. This week, we head to Newark to hear from student voices at the University of Delaware, telling stories about issues and topics they find interesting and important. These pieces were produced for a UD Communications class taught by Nancy Karabjanian, longtime First Aid journalist, director of UD's Center for Political Communication, and one of the founders of Delaware Public Media. We start with a piece from rising senior Lauren Collison, a sports management major. Her story focuses on baseball, America's pastime. But she tells us that for some playing at UD, the sport also serves as sort of a high school reunion.
Baseball is a powerhouse sport for many Delaware high schools, particularly Caravelle Academy and St. Mark's. The two schools have a championship dynasty in the state, and many of their athletes choose to come and further their baseball careers at Delaware. With almost a third of UD's team coming from these two schools alone, a unique bonding experience is created for these specific student athletes. To redshirt freshman and Caravelle Academy graduate Tyler Jewell, playing on the same team as his old high school rivals allows for new, one-of-a-kind friendships to be created.
When I played against a lot of these guys that I'm actually teammates with now, I didn't like them at all, to be honest with you. And now I like some of them are my best friends, and it's just funny how just being rivals and then becoming teammates because we're all so close.
Tyler originally committed to Virginia Commonwealth. However, looking to return and represent where he came from, he transferred to UD after last year's season.
I kind of really wanted to come back to Delaware just because I grew up around it so much, and I kind of fell in love with the school from a young age. Delaware's a small state, and everybody knows where we come from. So more representing Delaware, representing my family, and representing my high school and where I came from, I mean, it's really important. And it's cool that I get to play for Delaware since I'm so close to it.
The pride that these local athletes, like Tyler, feel when putting on a Delaware jersey is unlike any other. It ties back to family, the start of their playing careers, and ultimately their first home. For Tyler's high school and now college teammate, freshman Joey Cylon, staying close to family was one of the driving factors behind his commitment to UD.
I would say my dad and my mom definitely supported staying close because they always have come to watch me play in high school. My dad would be at every game, staying on the sideline. So I really think he enjoyed the fact that I wanted to come to Delaware because he can come to any game.
More than family ties, the welcoming nature of the UD players drew Joey closer to home. And now, Joey's all in with his commitment to Delaware.
It feels really good to be able to, you know, keep the 302 on us at all times and keep that Delaware represented.
These two teammates can look forward to three more seasons together representing their home state.
Thanks to rising senior Lauren Collison for that piece. Next up, we hear from rising junior Mia Quite. The communications interest major notes that weather can be extremely unpredictable. And in Newark, if you wait a minute, it'll change. Quite says every UD student knows the struggle of the changing weather on campus, but she decided to take some time to try to explain why this weird phenomenon occurs and distinguish fact from fiction.
There's a 30% chance that it will rain every Tuesday in Newark, Delaware, according to Tab.com's article on 10 quirky things about UD. That rain is no exaggeration. Pouring one hour, then sunny the next, students are growing frustrated and confused.
I mean, like, the day of, it's pretty accurate, but I've had a couple instances where I'll look at it a few days in advance and it's, like, completely different than what it ends up being.
That's what UD sophomore Josh Elberfeld had to say about the unreliability with his weather app. And for fellow sophomore Lauren Eisenberg, it creates a closet dilemma.
And then I feel like I'm wasting a good outfit day, honestly. Because I'll dress as if it's gonna rain, and then I walk outside, and it's sunny outside and beautiful, even though the weather app said it was gonna rain, and it's kind of annoying.
Generally, weather is reasonably predictable on short time periods.
Climatologist at the University of Delaware, David LeGates, has an explanation for the weather's ongoing unpredictability.
So if you want to know what it is tomorrow, whether it's going to rain tomorrow, with a reasonable probability, we can probably get a good answer. If you want to know what it is next week, it's a little bit more iffy. And if you want to know what it is next month, you might as well take out a coin and start flipping.
When asked about his take on the 30% chance of rain on Tuesdays, his answer...
I think if we look at long-term data, what we're going to find out is that there is no correlation between day of the week. Now, generally, some of these patterns tend to be set up so that they almost repeat on a weekly time scale. Or you might see that this weekend it's raining, and I didn't get to do anything this weekend, but maybe next weekend. You come to the next weekend, we've gone around one full cycle, and now it's raining again. So you figure, it rains all the time during the weekend. Pattern is going to change, and the third weekend probably fine.
The Gates stressed how it is much more accurate to look at weather maps and not just to rely on the weather app on your phone.
Most forgiving science you can imagine. Because you can be wrong, and what are people going to do? They're going to listen to you tomorrow.
Students will continue to believe this old campus myth that it will always rain on Tuesdays. And that's the beautiful thing about weather. As Professor LeGates says, if you don't like what it is right now, for almost everywhere, just wait. It'll change. I'm Mia Quite.
Thanks to rising junior Mia Quite for that story. And we wrap up this week with rising senior Nicholas Perhala. The English major with a journalism minor says as the popularity of tattoos rises with millennials, some are venturing away from established tattoo shops and into the living room to get their tattoos.
Because I notice a lot of people, like, once they start getting, like, you know, a couple arm tattoos, a couple leg tattoos, and then, like, they're hanging out with people that have a bunch of tattoos, they're like, well, I'm going to get my face tattooed now because, like, that nobody else has that in my group. You know what I mean?
Corey is a tattoo artist at Pinstruck Tattoos, based in Newark, Delaware. He attests to the trendy nature of tattoos among millennials.
Another thing back to why people are getting tattooed a lot now, you're able to, like, change your appearance in a way to, like, give you a certain look. Like, you could have, like, all these, like, black line drawing tattoos, and now you look kind of like you were in a Russian prison. Or you can have all these colorful, like, traditional tattoos, and now you look like this cool guy who, like, has his wits about him. Or you can, like, get all this black and gray stuff. Like, you can kind of build yourself like a character in a video game at this point with tattoos.
This cultural shift has boosted the underground movement of house tattoos, the unlicensed practice of tattooing at house parties.
So it's cool sometimes they'll just, like, have, like, oh, I'm having a bunch of people over and, like, we want you to tattoo us. So I'm like, sure, yeah, I'll go there.
That was an artist I first met at a party on campus, who asked to remain anonymous.
Dude, the music makes the vibe for the tattoo, you know? Like, I feel like tattoos can be, like, super almost, like, theatrical.
In fact, he gave me a tattoo right then and there.
It doesn't hurt so bad. Sounds worse than it's gonna hurt.
While many unlicensed artists like him use sterilized needles and ink, the artists at Pinstruck told me that unlicensed artists are often not educated in all necessary safety precautions.
These kids come in here all the time with, like, terrible tattoos that they got out of some...
Mikey is another artist at Pinstruck Tattoos. He is adamantly against house tattoos and also expressed frustration with the city of Newark for not allowing tattooing within city limits. No matter how you choose to get a tattoo, remember a piece of wisdom Corey gave me. A tattoo is not a t-shirt. You can't just take it off. I'm Nicholas Perhala.
Thanks to rising UD senior Nicholas Perhala, rising junior Mia Quite, and rising senior Lauren Collison for enlightening us this week with their campus stories at the University of Delaware.